A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Permit me to also say Merry Christmas to all my listeners. And when we greet ourselves, Merry Christmas. Like I said, we are celebrating the fact that Jesus Christ was born. We are not involved in any theological argument of whether Jesus was born on December 25 or whether December 25 was a day dedicated to the worship of pagan idols in Rome, or whether it was Constantine that changed that to the service or Christmas, the date of the birth of Christ. What we are interested in is that Jesus Christ was born. I have an elderly friend who was born on Easter Sunday. So he celebrates his birthday every Easter Sunday. He does not know the date of his birth precisely. So anytime it is Easter Sunday, that is his birthday. Whether Easter Sunday is in April 1 or May 15, once it is Easter Sunday, that is his birthday. What a beautiful way to celebrate your birthday. And so there is no argument about his birthday. So why should there be any argument about when Christ was born? That is immaterial, not fundamental. The most fundamental thing was that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, left his glory in heaven, took upon himself the form of a man, and was born through a virgin. And he came. Why did he come? He came to conquer. Don't forget, we said yesterday, he came to conquer sin, to give us victory over sin. He also came to conquer sickness. That was why he went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. So he came to conquer sin. What again did Jesus Christ come to do? Why has he come? To give us victory. He came to give us victory, number three, over Satan. Christ Jesus came to give us victory, to conquer Satan and all his works. Don't forget, God promised the devil, the serpent, in the Garden of Eden, I am going to put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. So Jesus is the promised seed of the woman. He came to conquer Satan and to destroy all his works. Let us take for our meditation and discussion the word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke, chapter number 10, from verse 17 to verse number 19. The Bible says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus Christ came, and by his coming, he made a public show of the devil. He destroyed Satan and his powers, and he gave power to us and authority. Don't forget, the Bible says in Psalm 66, verse 3, say unto God, how terrible or great art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of your power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto you. Through the greatness of the power of Christ, Satan was made subject. And Satan, Jesus said, I saw fall like lightning from heaven. And not only did he fall from heaven, he is also to fall before you as a believer in Christ Jesus. Therefore, Jesus Christ said, I give to you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So Jesus came to give us victory. Christmas, he came to conquer. He was born to conquer sin, to conquer sickness, and to conquer Satan. And because Jesus conquered Satan, we also conquer Satan. We conquer powers. We conquer principalities and all the demons and all the works of the enemies. So you have no reason to be afraid of Satan or his works. Jesus has conquered for you. Jesus has conquered for me. So he came, he was born to conquer Satan. Number four, he was born to conquer the works of Satan, to destroy all his works, everything that the enemy represents that Satan represents, Jesus came to destroy. In 1 John chapter number 3 and in verse number 8, the Bible says, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus came, he was born, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And so you, as a child of God, a believer in Christ Jesus, you have the authority. Jesus has given the authority and the power to destroy all the works of the devil. You are not to be subservient to the works of the devil. You are to destroy them in the name of Jesus. All the works of the devil, sin, sicknesses, diseases, oppression, you are to destroy them by setting the captives free, not in your name or power, but in the name of Jesus. We set the captives free through Christ Jesus our Lord, through the power of the name of Jesus. So Jesus Christ came to conquer Satan, to conquer the works of Satan. It is my prayer that all the works of Satan in and around your life and destiny be totally destroyed because he came in the precious name of Jesus. Number 5, Jesus came to be victorious, to conquer curses. And so you are free from curses because Jesus has destroyed curses and the power of curses over our lives and over our destinies. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So Jesus Christ came to destroy curses, to be victorious, to conquer curses and covenants, and give to you and give to me victory over them. And so he hung on the cross. He came, he was born, purposed ultimately and primarily to destroy curses, to destroy sin, to destroy sicknesses, to destroy Satan, to destroy the works of Satan, and to destroy curses ravaging mankind. And so he hung on the cross or eventually so that we could be redeemed from the curse of the law. And he did that to now bring blessings so that we can have access to the blessings of Abraham. This is why Christ came. He came to give us this victory. Now you are uncursable. You must have this understanding that in Christ Jesus, I am uncursable. I have the blessings of God. I have the victory of the cross. Christ has won the victory. I am therefore uncursable. In Numbers chapter number 23 and in verse number 23, the word of God says, "There is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done." You are uncursable. Any man or woman, any power or force attempting to place a curse on you is wasting his time. They are wasting their time because you are uncursable. Right where you are, could you lift your voice and say, "I am uncursable"? Yes, you are uncursable. Your family is uncursable. Your children are uncursable. God will not allow this curse, for the curse causeless shall not come. And he has redeemed you from the curse of the law, because he was made a curse for you. So what you have access to is the blessings of Abraham, not the curses of your father's house. And this shall be your experience in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayer. I take the authority of the name of Jesus and I command Satan to fall before me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says, "I see Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Therefore, Satan, I command you to fall through the greatness of God's power at work in my life. Submit yourself now. Bow in the name of Jesus. I declare that all the works of the devil, all the works of the enemy in my life, in my family, around my life and destiny, be totally destroyed now in the name of Jesus. The Son of God was born. He was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Let the works of the devil in and around my life and destiny, in my family, in my business, in my finances be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. I am delivered from the curse of the law. I am no longer under any curse. I am uncursable in the name of Jesus. I pray Christ Jesus has rescued and delivered me from the curse of the law. I am no longer under any curse, and I am uncursable in the name of Jesus. I am delivered from the curse. I am rescued from the curse in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I declare that there is no divination against you, that there is no sorcery against you. Any power of force or man or woman practicing divination or sorcery against your life and destiny, I command that they be destroyed, that they be disappointed and be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Because Christ has won the victory for you, I declare you victorious over Satan, over the works of Satan in the name of Jesus. Today, let the works of Satan be destroyed in and around your life and destiny, in your health. Let the works of Satan be destroyed in your family, in your finances, in your business. Let the works of Satan be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I pray that the victory of his coming, the birth of Jesus, the conquest of his coming shall be your experience in the name of Jesus. You have access to the blessings of Abraham. Begin to enjoy these blessings now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Once again, I wish my esteemed listener a Merry Christmas, and I pray that the conquest of Christ will be your experience in every department of your life. Join us this morning, 9 a.m., for a glorious Christmas service at the Light Cathedral. We're looking at the window of escape, 9 a.m. today, and the Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeluju, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year in advance. The Lord bless you.